Hi everyone, my name's Tom, and I'm going to tell you about my recent travel adventure around the spectacular Scottish Highlands. When I first started planning my journey, I spent ages looking at cheap flights to get up there quickly. Some friends suggested taking a long-distance coach because it's very budget-friendly. However, I ultimately booked a ticket for the train, primarily because I wanted to reduce my carbon footprint, and the scenic route was just an added bonus.
My first major stopover was a remote village on the west coast. A lot of tourists flock there, hoping to explore the ruins of an ancient castle on the cliffside. But it was actually the local wildlife that drew me to the area. I spent hours watching golden eagles and red deer in their natural habitat, which was absolutely mesmerizing.
When it came to accommodation, my initial plan was to pitch a tent at a local campsite and sleep under the stars to save some cash. Unfortunately, the nighttime temperatures were freezing, so I quickly abandoned that idea. I treated myself to a cozy room in a traditional farmhouse instead, which was wonderfully warm and welcoming after a long day outdoors.
One thing to note about the Highlands is that it's a major hub for outdoor sports. Many tourists end up paying exorbitant costs associated with hiring sports equipment, like surfboards or heavy hiking gear. To get around and commute between the isolated villages, I circumvented those steep rental fees by bringing my own bicycle along with me. It was a bit of a hassle to transport on the railway, but it saved me an absolute fortune.
You definitely have to be prepared for the unpredictable Scottish weather, too. On my third day, the forecast predicted severe high winds and heavy rain, so I wore all my waterproof layers. Surprisingly, it didn't rain a single drop. It was actually thick fog that made navigating the winding country lanes incredibly difficult that morning.
Let's talk about the local food. I fully expected to be eating freshly caught smoked salmon every single day, or perhaps trying a traditional roast lamb dish. But after a particularly cold afternoon, I stopped at a tiny rural pub, and a steaming bowl of cheese soup turned out to be the most delicious thing I tasted on the entire trip.
When I wasn't commuting on the road, I wanted to try some local activities. I had originally intended to book a rock climbing session on the crags, but my guide suggested pony trekking through the valleys instead. We eventually compromised and spent the afternoon kayaking on a remarkably calm loch, which was wonderfully peaceful.
Before heading home, I wanted to pick up a special keepsake. I browsed through a local craft market and almost bought a hand-carved wooden bowl and then considered a delicate silver ring. Eventually, though, I spent my money on a beautifully woven woolen blanket, as it was both practical and uniquely Scottish.
The trip was mostly smooth sailing, though there was one frustrating hiccup. I managed to avoid losing my wallet, and I didn't suffer a sprained ankle on the rocky paths like some hikers do. I did, however, get a flat tire right in the middle of nowhere, which took me ages to fix by the side of the road before I could keep moving.
Looking ahead, I'm already planning my next big trip. People keep telling me to explore the Amazon jungle or hike across an Icelandic glacier. But I'm looking for a complete contrast to the rainy green highlands, so I'm currently organizing an expedition through a vast desert next spring. I can't wait.